The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to the radio show, Connected, brought to you by BTC, Rolls Auto, and Menchie's Frozen Yogurt. I'm your host, Lester R. Cox. Folks, Connected is an ideas-driven show with a global perspective that links difference makers and forward thinkers, and we put them in conversations with life, politics, and pop culture. I believe we talk because we have something to say. We should listen because there are things we don't know and can learn. When you put talking and listening together, great things can happen. Because in that small space between talking and listening, change, new possibilities can occur. I invite you to show up in some public space, step in and speak up, even if your voice shakes. Our collective greatness depends on it. More importantly, the answers that we seek, they're already in us. First, the Spotlight Memo. Say what you want to say. Folks, the budget debate is over, and it's done. We've heard the best financial ideas that the government has. We heard them. And Houston, there is a problem. Houston, there is a problem. The emperor has no clothes. Because what I heard in terms of growth in the economy, Houston, we got a problem. So, we've got to grow our economy at between 6 and 7%. The thinking in this current government is just not there. But, I'm going to go and stay on some other things. Because, I'm trying to just wrap my mind around how certain people believe that the opportunities in this economy, in this government, should be designated for just a small amount of people. I just can't like wrap my mind around that. I can't wrap my mind around how a government can take the country's resources and give it to a small group of their friends. And so this budget debate, for me, this begs a question. How do we think about the contracts and the opportunities in our government? And how do we share them equitably? And how do we provide information to the public in a serious way? Because we've got to fix our thinking. If we don't fix our thinking, our country is going to collapse under the weight of the government. We've got a government, folks, who's telling us that they're going to have a budget of $2.6 billion, that they're going to borrow $722 million. So we got to think about these things. The government is the most important player in the country, so we've got to think about how we interact with the government. So, folks, I want to say to you out there today, we are not going to solve the problems that the Bahamas have with the same level of thinking as when we created them. We can't have the same boys talking the same kind of nonsense and expect our country to change. So folks, I am one. I want to hear all the information. I want to hear all the players who are getting all the money. Not because I think that some people are overpaid. That's not my remit. That's not my business. I just think we should know everything. And so, folks, give us everything. And then, once we have everything, we should talk about how we could grow the next Bahamas. If you're not talking digital economy, if you're not talking we're going to create our own Facebooks, our own Amazons, our own Googles, our own Microsoft, then you really shouldn't be talking in the modern Bahamas. Folks, we've got to think about the new Bahamas. The way America is growing because they tapped into the digital infrastructure, the Facebooks, the Amazon, the Apples. Well, we got to find the equivalent in the Bahamas. And they have found a way to lower their energy costs so that the cost of electricity, the cost of driving around is not expensive. We've got to do the exact same thing in the Bahamas. And if politicians are not talking that talk, then all they're going to do is give you more of what you have right now. And what we have right now is not working, and it can never work. This is why I don't like to see old players. When you done had your shot, I think you ought to go away. When you done had your shot, just go away, because we don't need 1950s thinking in the Bahamas. We need 2017, 2020 thinking. And folks, there is no 2020 thinking in our current budget. There is none. And if you can show me one, please bring it on. We've got to step our game up. We can't be talking nonsense like the Bahamas is an important financial center when we rank number 83 out of 88. How do you get important if you're number 83 out of 88? Stop talking nonsense. And let's build this country. So what we've got to think about doing is how to link up everything in the government. And then once you do that, then the government needs to let the economy run. Because everything that's going to happen in this, everything that needs to happen in this economy right now, the government controls. And so we've got to figure out how to work with the government. And we've got to figure out how to move those old players out. You know, their best idea is to sell the shares in BTC. Folks, we heard that nonsense. I don't even remember what year. But folks, that's not a big idea. Let's think about this next Bahamas. And let's open it up to some more ideas. If we could do things like give kids what they call it? Tablets? Well, we got to think about how those tablets are going to be affected by the policies that the central bank is about to put in place, where they're saying to do e-payments in the Bahamas, you need $100,000. Well, what child can have $100,000 to start an e-payment business? I think none. If we're going to have wireless in the ghetto, that's a great idea. Well, how is that going to be linked to the central bank's e-payment system, where they want you to have $100,000 to get into e-payments business? So you in the ghetto, BTC giving you free wireless. Oh, that's brilliant. Yes. But then you want to start a little business. Well, how you could get money from your customers? Folks, these are the things we got to work out. And if we don't work them out, if we just thinking our little Ministry of Education, our little Ministry of Defense or whatever, country's not going to be able to work like that. We've got to find a way to integrate everything. And I think if we do that, we've got a chance. If we don't do that, there is a potential in this country for our country to crash under the weight of the government. I'm telling you this on my show. This show, we're not tiptoeing around politicians. We're not. We gotta build a new Bahamas. And after we get over all this corruption, people like Moody's and Standards and Poor, they're looking to the substance of our ideas. This is not about politics now. Let's prosecute some people. Let's get their names out there, yeah. But after that, we need some substance. You think about it. And now, today's poll question. All right, folks, this is a simple one. Do we need to find a way to share the contracts and opportunities of government more equitably? I'm looking for three responses from you today. Yes, Lester, you got to find a way to share it around. You can't have Ash making all the money. You can't have a Pat Morley with them not paying bills. You can't have Silent just them making all the money. can't have government boys calling their boys to have free reign on brokerage fees. No. Can't run a country like that. We got to split it up. You know, I just laugh sometimes. You know, I would sit in the minister's office. You know, I know all these fellas. I would sit in the minister's office and just, you know, I got a little $35,000 deal. The fella could just sign that and go. But no. You got to give your boy $4 million. But anyway, that aside. All right, no Lester. We need to keep things as they are, or Lester, think about this. The numbers to call if you want in on this conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. My text line, 422-4796. All right, here we go. Let me see what's going on Facebook. Why are we on Facebook? Hold on 1 second. No one's on the line, so we ain't got to worry about that. Folks, if you can have fun, I do all the tiptoe around people. All right, how could Bahamians prosper if the African government makes it more expensive to own a home? Now, I don't see how they making it more expensive to own a home. You gotta explain to me how that is happening. I don't get that one. Here is Facebook. Here we go. No one's there. All right, somebody give me a drum roll. Folks, we got a call coming. Should we take the call before I bring you in? All right, simple. Should we take this call before I bring? All right, caller, go ahead. You're unconnected. Go ahead, caller. You're unconnected.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. I'm just calling to comment on the report I heard about NAD raising the airport fees.
Board fees.
The airport fees, yes. Well, I guess that would be departure tax.
Oh, right.
You haven't heard that?
No.
But if they were discussing that yesterday morning on one of the talk shows.
Yeah, if they are, then, you know, Houston, we got more problems because NAD got to lower their expenses so that people can come to the, people can fly into that airport more cheaply.
Right. Yeah, and that's my take on that, you know, because at the end of the day, the only thing we're doing in this country as far as tourism is concerned is pricing ourselves out of the market.
Bang, bang, BPL the same way. And this is one of the things I say. If you don't connect up everything, if you have everybody operating their little silos and don't understand how their decisions impact the overall economy, mm-hmm. Houston, we got a problem.
Exactly, because it is crazy. The airlines are dropping rates to get passengers to get those seats occupied. But when you do the breakdown, you know, the taxes is what's actually, you know, most of these charges. Just to fly to Miami, you're talking about over almost $100 or more in taxes.
But look, yes, one airline gave me 4 tickets for me and my family. 4. They say all you got to cover are the fees. And, you know, I thought I had a deal. When I look at the cost of the fee, I say, bro, let me jump on another airline. All right, thank you.
I think, you know, NAD needs to come forward, you know, and explain this whole thing, because at the end of the day, their claims that they're not making any money, they're making a loss. And I'm trying yet to wrap my hands around this whole thing, because if they're collecting, I mean, you see thousands of people going through the airport every day. They're paying taxes every time they leave. Somebody's getting this money. The money's going somewhere. Then they have all these rentals in there. And again, you're talking about $3 million in rent. But they need to explain it better. Something is not adding up here. Why are they? Why do they want? And this is supposed to kick into effect at the end of this year.
Yeah, I got you. Thanks, caller. Well, you know, we got have some problems at the airport. If we don't get them expenses down, talk about flat tourism numbers. They can be flat for a little while. All right. Give me a drum roll, somebody. Folks, we got Mr. Vatt. Maybe he could explain to me how this budget thing works. We got Mr. Vatt, Mr. Teach Everything, quietly getting his Mr. Fair title back. The great Terrence Bell. Bro, always a pleasure to have you in studio.
Good morning. First of all, I gotta share something with everybody.
What's that?
I'm celebrating my face-versary.
Face-versary? What's that?
Apparently, Facebook has determined that 9 years ago today, I joined Facebook. And so it's been that long. They are celebrating my joining Facebook.
So, Terrence,
I've been on Facebook 9 years.
All right, it's 2017 minus nine.
Yeah. It was the first day of summer, 2008, when Terrence Bethel joined Facebook. And what a different Facebook it was at that time.
Sir, you know, 2008?
Yes, sir.
And that's like when Facebook started to bust out. They got 1 billion people online. And that's when they had the financial crisis. And that's when our economy started to go in the tank. Because we didn't tap into this whole digital space. We didn't embrace the internet. And we still have not embraced the internet. Now, you know Shivago did the government brought it online. And, you know, do you know Shivago was the first MP with a website?
Oh, is that true?
That's right.
First politician with a website.
Yeah. You were the first politician with a blog was Fred Mitchell.
Well, he had a website, blog, yeah, whatever. Okay, so yeah, so you decided on the first day of summer,
right,
to turn up the heat.
I mean, then the heat on what?
You heard your spotlight memo?
No,
you turn up the heat,
bro.
It's hot enough.
No, bro. See, the politics of this, the budget debate was sweet.
Uh-huh.
The politics of it,
mm-hmm.
Because I want to know the information. And I love that. I love the fact that Dr. Minnis really gave us some names and wasn't playing around. I love it.
Right. Called some people's names about
certain
things. Okay.
But then when you see me come into Parliament, mm-hmm. I come into Parliament to hear substance as well. Okay. Because when the Prime Minister speaks,
everyone listens.
Modi's paying attention. All of my financial friends around the Caribbean and North America, they want to hear how we could grow the next Bahamas.
You think that that's what they were listening for?
Oh yeah, I came in there for two things.
You should have sent the memo.
I came in there for some gossip,
which you got enough of.
I got more than enough gossip. Yeah,
right.
Right. That was pretty good.
Yeah. So you know, I agree. That's you know, but it's very like I said, you've turned up the heat, honestly, in the way you know you talk about this whole process of what you expect. I don't know if that will happen right away.
All right.
I want it
to happen.
Your timing. Your timing and their timing. And
politicians don't listen to talk show hosts a lot.
No, but you know, I want them to listen to me, though. You know, today, as I celebrate my face anniversary. Right. I'd like for you to engage
your
people
clowns,
on Facebook.
Yeah.
On Facebook. All right. I'd also like for you to engage people on WhatsApp. Please publish your WhatsApp line.
Bro.
Let us WhatsApp you.
Bro. When I dissing people about not having an app, I try not to be a hypocrite. You could always hit me on WhatsApp. Every time I post on Facebook, there's my WhatsApp.
Right. Okay, so exactly.
You could go download my app if you want.
Right. yeah. That's the app too, right?
Right.
But the you know, so WhatsApp played an important part in the general election, right?
Right.
So in gratitude to that, right? Please just, you know, stay connected.
Yeah,
get connected and stay connected. And so if they don't listen to talk show hosts, maybe they listen to co-hosts, you know.
Yeah.
And because some of the co-hosts have risen to higher echelons.
Oh yeah, I see that.
And that's what I like.
Oh, Lord.
You know how many friends? Let me tell you something. You don't know how many friends I have in the cabinet, right? You don't know how many friends I have in the Senate, right? And you know how many friends I have in other high places in government, right?
So that means you're connected.
I am connected. Even some of that through connected,
right? Yeah, I connected too. But you know one thing. You have your fishery. I made a bold prediction on Facebook too.
Okay.
After the budget debate.
Go ahead.
I said the most effective minister that this government is going to have is Michael Pinta. It could be Jessica Downey or better.
Now, you see?
And that on Facebook. That,
you know?
We can have a fishery on that one.
Hallelujah, but, and I can tell you this, right?
All right.
You are very biased on this.
Of course I'm biased.
Okay. I just want that to be very, very clear that you are very, very biased on that.
No, but
now, Michael Pintard is one of my friends in the cabinet. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But you heard his presentation.
We go back to.
Did you hear his presentation?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard a lot of what he said. I
was driving along at an important meeting, and bro,
The sports part, I did not hear as much.
Oh, you didn't hear the sports part?
I only heard about the subventions and all of those types of things. I think after that, I was out of the car again.
I got you.
Yeah. So I didn't hear all of his thing, but I did hear a small part of the sports part. I bet I could imagine you will update me on the sports part over time.
Yeah. So you think I just should be more patient for the substance?
No. I just want you to be very aware of the point at which you turn up the temperature on the hot on the first day of summer, and it's already hot. So you turn up the temperature on that day. I don't care if you get burned. But I mean,
well, you know, I ain't got a tiptoe around politicians, so don't bother to me.
But it was on my face anniversary as well.
So. Let me see what my boy Sean's been saying. Oh, we have to. Del Terrence, he boy, stop. You see, how I could read that, Sean? Come on, man. Danny paying people to come to the Bahamas. Yeah, you obviously don't like my choice. But you see, when I say things, you ain't going to believe me, but I could justify it. All right, folks, we got a special treat for you this morning. This boy is no really forsake the show. You know, Terrence?
My friends? Now watch how you talk with my friends. Watch how you talk about my friends on public radio.
No, see, this man,
I will defend my friends to
there
the
you
end
go.
On this, public radio.
This gentleman who we're about to introduce, when the show started,
he was there
every day. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know everything. This was like, you know, Christian. You know what Christians do with favor?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you know, like how somebody does, they get all this money from the government. I can imagine them in church. It's just called favor, bro.
Absolutely. But you know,
and you don't apologize for favor.
Do you realize that people would say to me, "I could hardly tell the difference between you two." I said, what? "Boy, I don't know what's going on with you." I said, "You just hear what we say when we say it, and you figure it out."
That's right. Well, folks, we got a special treat for you. You know, there are some people. When their name come up for certain jobs, it like it's just automatic because this is what their life is about. Somebody get my drum roll. Folks, we've got the executive director of the NTA, the National Training Agency, Mr. GLS. And GLS means Global Leadership Summit. The man who brought Bill Hybels to the Bahamas and got Bill Hybels excited about leadership. The fella got Mr. Leadership.
Yeah, there you go.
A man who got a $16 million a year seminar.
Right.
He got him excited about leadership.
There you go.
The great Gadwell McDonald. Gadwell, always a pleasure to have you in studio, bro.
That's just always good to be here, my brother.
Hey, well, you know.
You see Terrence is showing all those stuff at me, but they were good stuff. You know what I mean?
yeah, man. You know,
Gadwell, I was supposed to get some holy water, right?
Right. I was just gonna say, and you know his big issue why he didn't bring the holy water yet because he can't find one on sprinklers. I show him the place where you can buy them.
God, you do any holy water sprinkling in your church? You do the olive oil thing?
We don't do the sprinkling water thing.
You know, Terrence, because of Gadwell, mm-hmm. You know, Gadwell brought like the moral,
right,
center for the show.
Yeah, because that wouldn't include me and you. No one can depend on me and you to do that.
Listen, I can depend on y'all guys to crucify yourself.
you know, guys, because we into carnival, we into decriminalizing marijuana.
Yeah, of course.
it ain't here.
Yeah, right. You know, the marijuana show can't happen.
We into gambling. Yeah. But when God will come into the show, people know. Because he there.
Yeah, you better watch it.
God, but let me just formally thank you, man, for everything that you've done for the show, everything you've done for me personally, bro, and all the things you do for leadership in this country, bro. All I could say is thank you, and you deserve everything you're getting.
You know, to God be the glory. Let's, you know, I mean, you know, when you look at your life shaping overall,
right?
It's amazing how the picture begins to come together after a period of time. Very often people shy away from growth. They shy away from overall development because really it's a journey. It's a life journey. And if you fail to rise to the occasion, you miss opportunities.
Right.
And so I tell people over and over, one of the things that you challenge yourself to do is to continue to grow. If you continue to grow, opportunities will always come your way. A lot of people are looking for opportunity, but they're stagnant. in their attitude. They're stagnant in their world, the outlook. And so what happens is opportunities never come their way. And so if you remain growing, a lot of people run after money. Money doesn't guarantee anything for you. It doesn't improve your life overall, per se, and the overall perspective. It helps, but it doesn't bring you to that place where you maximizing your ability to give back to the development of yourself and your community. Right. And so when you keep on growing, you always fit, or you would always find yourself to the place where you ought to be. Maximizing your potential, giving back, being the best that you could ever be. Right. You know, you talk about me being at the NTA now. Let me first give a shout out to Miss Agatha Marcel, who's done a wonderful job at the National Training Agency over the last 3-4 years. She's been the founding executive director at the National Training Agency. And I take over from her, and we are going to be building upon her legacy. We have a group of employees here who are excited about the NTA. Listen, when I walk into the National Training Agency, I meet a bunch of people, employees, who are excited.
I bet you felt like he just came home.
Absolutely. Yeah, there you go. No, but absolutely. The combination is great. Leadership and training, combine that together.
Right. You
put those two combinations together.
Oh, man.
It's an amazing thing. And I believe we're going to build upon our legacy. We're going to build upon the mandate of the NTA. We're getting ready for cohort 8, registration coming up. We have our whole registration team here, and they're going to be talking about what we're going to be doing for the next couple.
Interesting.
All of these have driver's license. They're all above the age.
They look very youthful, right?
They are
youthful. The NTA is a youthful organization, man.
You just throw this vitamin ball.
You need the holy water. That's what you need.
And they look young to me, right? Now, I know I've been around a long time, and I may be old, but that's why they look so young. But they look very, very young.
Yeah, absolutely. They are very young. Oh, okay. But they are innovative. They are innovative. And that's why, for us, what we're about doing is unleashing the full potential of those who exist at the NTA. Okay. You know, and that's why they are here today. Wow. But you know what?
I like how you give Agatha that little shout out, man. You know, because I think Agatha was one of those persons as well who she was living... Just like you, I mean, you're living leadership, and you know, this is your life. I get this life was about quality.
Absolutely. And you know what I mean? Listen, we live in a small community, and one of the things that we have to do is have to be about nation building.
Right.
At some point, we have to take the politics out of it, and it has to be about nation building. I think the NTA is serving a wonderful purpose. And it's going to continue. It's going to continue to do that. And I want to give a shout out to my leader that sees the vision now to continue the NTA and to build upon what was already started.
What was that? Now you're on a good wicket. Now what you talking about now?
I'm talking.
You were on a good wicket. I know you're still on a good wicket.
I'm talking about Dr. Hubert.
Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Well, you know, I think Doc have a
Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister, he have an opportunity to change the Bahamas, but he's got to be careful. If you listen to them fellas who were in the 1960s and the 50s. Bro.
You know, I think
2017.
Yeah, right. This is 2017. It's correct.
One of the things we know is going to happen at NTA.
What's that?
They're going to have a WhatsApp line.
Well, you better. Hey, and you better have. Hey, if you don't have an app, bro, we can deal with you. And if you don't, when you have an event at NTA, if you don't have wireless, we can deal with you.
I know you're that boy. We're gonna
go down there. You're gonna have a connected show coming from there, and we can say yes. By the way, the wireless ain't working, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
see,
absolutely.
See, and whenever you see us coming from the NTA folks, all y'all have to say is this favor.
Everybody would understand that.
Right, right.
There would be not a soul who would not understand if we do quite a few shows from the NTA.
Right. And whatever invoice you see my name on from the NTA, you could just publish that in the paper.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
I all for open government.
Exactly.
But Gavin, the thing that I'm most excited about with the NTA, though, is, and I want Simba, when we come back, I want you to play the GE clip. You don't have that one? It's leadership training, man. Let's see if we can get our leaders leading training programs at the NTA and talking about leadership. Because if the leaders are not reading and studying and thinking new ideas, mm-hmm. well, how are we going to grow as a country?
Well, you said it, Lester. We got a lot to talk about. I mean, listen, the NTA has a wonderful leadership program called ILM, International Leadership and Management. And Ms. Johnson is going to be here in a second to talk about some of that.
ILM, GLS. Oh, we can keep track of all these things. Folks, you listen to Connect with Lester Alcox. Today's show brought to you by BTC. Menchie's Frozen Yogurt and Rolls Auto. We're talking with the executive. You're not just the director. You're the executive director of the National Training Agency. Calvin McDonald, back in a moment.
Rolls Auto Parts and Accessories. For auto parts and more, don't roll with the punches anymore. Rely on Rolls Auto Parts and Accessories. Find the largest selection of starters, alternators, brake parts, and water pumps, even heavy-duty truck parts. We now carry hardware, electrical, and plumbing, and lawn and garden supplies, too. At Rolls Auto Parts and Accessories, East Street South, call us at 392-1122 or 3. We're open 7 days a week from Monday to Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Sometimes family takes a while to get it. But when they do, there's no holding back. That's why postpaid just got limitless at BTC, with limitless international calls to the USA and Canada. Plus, more talk, more text, and more data. It's the limitless postpaid plan. You asked? You got it. Because when you're part of the BTC family, the possibilities are limitless. BTC, the bigger, better network.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
People join organizations. They leave managers. There's a lot of people who look at an organization that has a white-hot vision, a white-hot purpose, and they go, I want to join that great cause. And then they find out who their supervisor is. Some time ago, I met with a man.
Yeah, folks, welcome back to Connected. I'm happy to get my boy, Godwin McDonald. He's not just the director, he's the executive director.
The two best wingmen in radio have got back
together. Terrence, Godwin don't know this, but and like I said, it's live on radio. You and I were both upset that he wasn't senator. Well, I wanted to hear the honorable.
Look here.
I had my Chinese pinstripe suit. And my blue and white tie ready to go to the government house.
Let me tell you something. That is still upsetting me. But the good news is the positions are still available. They could take someone else and put him in there.
They really intrigued my boy right
now. I'm treated right. Beyond a shadow of a doubt that the person who's going to be responsible for developing leadership needs to be right in that space right there with those people and be able to say, okay, that one, then you need to come to the institute.
The wisdom of the prime minister got me where I'm suited best.
We understand you're a politician, we not. Exactly. Now, folks, you all heard that clip with Bill Hybels, the guy who was on that clip just now, that's Godwell boy. Godwell promised me Masiba 2 years ago. That he could update that clip. So he already had me hanging with Bill Hybels. He promised me 2 years ago. Because you see the clip is truncated.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
When
it
started getting fun, you know, it stopped.
Yeah.
So God, when you go update that clip.
Hey, listen, man, everything about the Global Leadership Summit is available for you. Right. You know that. I'll send you all that stuff.
There you go.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
God will have the USB. Uh-huh. you push the USB in your computer.
All right.
You see the whole seminar.
Ooh, there you go. Talk about $1 million in your pocket.
And you have that.
Yeah, you have that.
You got to figure out how to get that and get it. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, Godwell, you have a whole crew of people with you today in the studio. So what we could do, Godwell, you got to tell them how the show this way. I got my own agenda.
Right.
And I stay on that agenda strictly.
Right. We're going to be talking NTA today. We're going to be excited about our registration process that's going on.
Right.
And they're going to tell you all about that. So we can turn it over to them.
Good, okay. All right, someone give me a drum roll. See, the date looks like... that's right. The first time ever.
Talk about leadership.
That's the first time ever. The people give themselves a drum roll.
There you go. Wonderful. Absolutely.
And this school, luckily, they know what favor mean.
Take it over.
So, folks, we've got Paige Mackey, who is the current receptionist and a former trainee. That's interesting. Paige, welcome to the show.
Morning.
Right. Then we've got Ashley Major, who is an inspector and a monitor. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Then we've got Carolyn Bethel, who is the registration assessment guidance manager. See, like only a training agency can have a name like that.
Good morning. Carolyn, it's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome to the show.
Pleasure.
Then we've got, let me announce the man last. Because every woman, like Rodney Monica said, every woman need a leader. Leader the woman now.
We also say ladies and gentlemen.
All right, okay, all right. And folks, we've got Arlene Johnson, who was the director for ILM. Arlene, welcome to the show.
Good morning, thank you.
Hey, let me know something.
Yes.
You know about GLS?
Uh-huh.
she's very polite.
Oh, she.
Yes.
And then we've got Anton Cunningham, the lone male, who is he's the guy who's keep the devil out of seminars.
There you go.
The audiovisual media tech. Anton, welcome to the show, man.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Now, how you get along with all these females?
I'm just blessed.
You single?
I am.
Oh, man.
Blessed and highly favored.
Blessed of the Lord. Mm. So you guys from the NTA, and you all got a training program coming up?
Yes, we do. We're here to boost our registration drive. Our program begins in August, the first day of August. And so our registration is ongoing for cohort 8 until July the 28th. So we're here to reach out and to speak to the young people between the ages of 16 and 26 who are unemployed. And this, the National Training Agency, is a job training agency, and it's geared towards the young people. And let's be real right now, school just ended about a week or two ago, and I'm sure we all know that everybody did not graduate, right? And so we are looking and we are talking to the young people who did not walk, who did not graduate this year, and we are saying to you, there is still hope. The agency was designed for you who are not academically inclined, but everyone can use their hands. And so we are geared towards giving you a training, skill training, that you can go out and you can create your own career. And so that's what we are here to do, to encourage you to come into the agency and to register with us. Our doors are wide open and we are awaiting you.
Right. So hold on. So the training program is what it's geared towards people who just finished school?
Okay. Between the ages of 16 and 26, they cannot be employed nor in school because the training is mandatory. They have to attend all of the sessions.
Right.
And so if they are employed or in school, there's a possibility of them missing many of the sessions.
All right, so it's 16 to 26.
Yes.
You can't be employed. Or what else?
Out of school.
Citizen.
And you have to be a Bahamian citizen.
No, well. Why are you all... anybody in the Bahamas of 16 to 26...
Okay, so the idea is that there are certain skill sets that you will help these people achieve. What's the period of time?
Okay, 14 weeks, and we have.
Ms. Bethel, you know how long 14 weeks is? Eh?
Yeah, but that's not long because I'm going to explain it to you right now. 14 weeks is not 5 days for 14 weeks. Okay, so let me explain it to you. The first 4 weeks is what we call a mandatory workforce preparatory program, soft skills. And I can tell you, every employer wants employees coming in with soft skills. They can always train the skills, but you have to have some, you need to be motivated, you need to have good customer service, right, good communication skills. And so during the 4 weeks of the mandatory workforce prep, we are going to be talking about communication, how to work as a team, customer service, which is team dynamics, self-awareness, all of these things. First, we are trying to get into their minds during the 4 weeks, because you need to know who you are, so you need to take an introspection of your own self.
Right.
Because employers are looking for productivity. So you need to go into the workplace ready to perform. And so during the first 4 weeks, we have 3 half days. So Mr. Cox, even though you were saying 14 weeks is long, it's not. 5 days for 4 weeks. The first 4 weeks is 3 half days. So it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 to 12 for the 4 weeks.
And the second 4 weeks is what?
The first 4 weeks is 3 half days, right, from 9 to 12, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Right.
And the next 10 weeks, when they go to skills training, and that's when they all go to various training providers, and they will be doing 10 weeks of the practical skills. And that's going to be like 2 half days per week for 10 weeks.
And you know, Leston, in case you doubt the excitement that is going that is involved in this entire, yes, training, Paige is here. Paige has been a part of the program.
Exactly.
And so Paige can literally tell you about the her own experience.
Oh, I said, this is the one who you say was barely out of high school, Derek.
I didn't say she looked like she was out of high school.
But she's the only one.
I asked if she was out of high school.
Ah,
exactly.
I am.
Right. Okay. But you know, I like the idea though, Paige. I like the idea. It's 14 weeks. And, mm-hmm, and if you show up for 14 weeks, you telling the employer something about yourself right away.
Mm-hmm.
If you commit yourself to 14 weeks,
exactly,
all those half days,
yes,
we know everything we need to know about you right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing is, when you have persons that come out of school, like Mistress Bethel was saying, without any BJC or BGCSEs, without certifications, you don't feel like you're a part of the world. But when you come through the NTA program and you walk through those doors, you are literally transformed. You know, when I went through the program, it didn't matter to me if I received a job after the program, but because I was certified after the program, that meant everything to me.
Wow, wow.
That meant everything to me. I have certifications now that I could post in anybody's face. I could brag about that. Yeah, I did that. I went to the NTA. Yeah, I accomplished that. And I just want to say that, I just want to encourage the young people that you're not defined by what your parents did, what your parents' parents did. That doesn't define who you are.
Hey, you look like God, but God, you need to.
Why doesn't
recruit you for politics?
Why doesn't the AV man have his camera out right so that we could put this on YouTube and they could? I don't know how that missed.
Yeah,
how
see,
we missed
see,
that.
See, Anton.
People, see, yeah, if you all see this young lady, right, and how she just lit this room afire, right?
You just saying that because you think she cute.
I thought she was a little, she didn't look too shy, but right, she looked very young, right? But she lit this room afire, right? And
wow,
this was a person who was unemployable and who is now so
right,
confident about her ability.
I'm impressed. But how
and
you,
that's the right person to have at your front desk.
Yeah, but how did you get through the 14 weeks, though?
Honestly, it wasn't for me. Nothing in life is easy.
Right.
And once you prepare your mind for that nothing comes easy in life, then you will go through the program. And you always have to put God first. Allow God to direct your paths, allow him to order your steps, and allow him to be the head of your life. And when you're determined and you have extreme self-discipline and you have the mindset to make it in life, that program is easy for you.
Wow, interesting.
That program is easy for you.
Interesting, yeah, wow. I love that. A 14-week commitment to show people you're serious about your next level. I love that.
And did we mention the program is free?
Registration
is free.
Right.
The only thing that our trainees pay for is the international certification, which is a City and Guilds based training. So when they come into the doors, they come in the doors uncertified. So that's one of our requirements. You cannot be certified. You can't have no BGCSE, no BJCs. So you come in, you're certified, and we have a job placement officer, and that's one of our goals. We want to certify our trainees and also assist them with job placement.
So that means no one in the Bahamas, none of us have no excuse now.
Nope.
Not
no
to go
excuse.
For training.
Right. You see, you know, the thing is, I got to take some credit for this one. You know, teach everything, assess everything, right? You know that I've been on that. And I am so glad to hear that you're also teaching home training and good manners.
Yes.
I could hear that in what you're talking. I mean, tell us what the skill sets that seem to be lacking that this program reinforces.
Well, one thing I can tell you, communication. And let me just tell you about hospitality, because we have five hospitality disciplines. And let me use the hotel for example. Going into work in any hotel, if you do not know how to communicate with your guests, if you do not have a good attitude, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you're doomed to fail. And so we have presenters who come in during those 4 weeks, half days, and they explain the importance to the trainees of why they need to acquire those skills moving forward. And so I'm telling you, it works. Let me just give you a good example. On Monday, I assessed a young lady who came in to sign up for the program, and explaining to her, I was saying to her, I don't want you to feel down. And she was like, I am so discouraged. I didn't graduate from school this year. No, I did not even graduate. I said, that's okay. You're at the right place. We're here to assist you. And after explaining to her that at the end of this program, if you obey all of the rules and the regulations, because we have them at the National Training Agency, you cannot just walk in there when you feel like you're absent 2 or 3 days, you come late and you complete the program. No, there are rules and regulations. And I said to her, if you are successful at the end of the 14 weeks, you can walk away with 3 certificates. And she was like, are you kidding me, Miss Bethel? I said, no, I'm not. And on her, we have basic math and English, and she got 70% on one, and she got 68% on the other. And she said, Miss Bethel, in all of my years of being in school, I never got these grades in school. Wow. And I was so touched by that. And so I said to her, because of the program that she signed up for, food preparation, I said, you know what, if you are successful, you can walk away with 3 certificates at the end of this course. Wow. 3. Yeah. 3 certificates.
Wow. You know, I want to make sure, because listen, we're excited at the NTA. Yes. We have and you can see the excitement in the employees here, right? That and we're going to be delivering phenomenal service at the NTA. I also want to be able to, I also want to introduce Ms. Johnson. And Ms. Johnson deals with ILM, and I wanted to talk a bit about the ILM and what we're going to be doing there at the NTA.
Okay, great. Good morning, everyone. The Institute of Leadership and Management is one of the highest leadership programs actually in the world for City and Guilds. And we are approved for 2 programs, one that is at level 2 and one is at level 3. The programs that we offer is team skills and leadership. And what that does is that offers individuals in the workplace to be able to come in and get assessed based on training and based on all the programs that all the things that they've been learned that they've learned in their job experience. The one thing that's important that most people don't know is that this is an international certification that no one has in the world in the government agency. No one. We are the only government agency that offer a City and Guilds International Leadership and Management Program that would allow individuals to go to work, come in, and be assessed based on their experience. Wow. Once you are assessed and it is sent to City and Guilds in London, it would allow them to say that you are, number one, you are competent, authentic, and you are ready to be in that position that you're in. Because many of us know that managers are put in place and they're not ready, they're not prepared. We are ready to prepare them for that, and we are ready to show them that this is something that will take them to a different level anywhere in the world. So Institute of Leadership and Management, City and Guilds, come to the National Training Agency, register with us. We are now accepting applications for the fall, which will begin in September. Any employers that is interested in sending employees for training, please allow them to do so. Because City and Guilds is an approved center, requires all managers to support their leaders in this process, we want you to come in and actually register, and you have to have a letter from your employer. But guess what? it is all about you.
Right. So Ms. Johnson, you need to give them a number so people can hit you up.
461-6002, or if you can call the front line with Paige Mackey, 461-6000.
No. That's the WhatsApp number, Godver.
I know you were going there. Listen, man, we got a short window for registration. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be starting our program. It's on August 1st, right? So people need to be calling in. You need to come and visit the NTA on Gladstone Road. And listen, we have a group of employees, the registration department, who are excited. They are friendly. They have smiling faces. And listen, they would walk you through the entire registration process.
And by the way, they're very, 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 very nice surroundings. And so I am telling them that they're very, very nice surroundings. And if you know somebody compliments your home, you should at least invite
That's
them
right.
for tea.
Yeah, yeah. Godfrey, so you could give us a tour. So when we Absolutely. Get in the tour.
Yeah.
You can have the tour today. I have no problems with getting the tour. Listen, you know what is so amazing? One of the things when I walked into the NTA, I know Ms. Marston, I know the team there. They were literally driven by excellence. But I tell you, they surpassed, the facility itself surpassed my expectation. Simply because when you walk in there, the standard of excellence is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And we have a number of facilities. And you know what? Our facility manager is going to be, and we're going to be promoting our facilities, because our facilities are going to, portion of our facilities is going to be for rent. So if you have seminars, you could contact the NTA. If you want to conduct our various training things there, you could contact us. We have phenomenal facilities available for you.
By the way, Reverend Charles Carey is asking when you're coming to Abaco. So y'all need to, y'all know how to reach Reverend Charles Carey. Y'all can find him on Facebook, and Charles A. Carey on Facebook, right? He wants to know when y'all coming to Abaco. Is there any plans to move NTA?
The NTA is mandated really to be in all of the family islands, and so that plan is in process. Okay. So it's going to happen.
Okay.
Folks, you heard it. You had Godville McDonald, executive director of the NTA. Boy, Godville, congrats. We had Paige Mackey in studio. Paige, thank you for being here. Ashley Major, thank you.
Thank you.
Miss Bethel.
Pleasure.
And you know, we had Mr. Cunningham, but you know, he was kind of shy.
He has this live there, I guess. I don't know. He's part of the stuff, right?
So Miss Bethel, leave people with the number that they can call to register for this program.
Okay. So you can call us at 461-6000. Or 461-6001. That's my direct line. And we are waiting your presence. We are waiting your call. Any questions you have, please feel free to call us. Registration goes on until the 28th of July. And so please, parents, those of you who are listening and you have children, nieces and nephews who are between the ages of 16 and 26, please bring them down to the agency so that we can register them and they can be a part of Cohort 8. Thank you so much.
Folks, that's the folks from the NTA. And we guarantee you one thing, they're going to have an app sooner or later. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Godville. Folks, Carlton Smith is up next.
There are limitless ways for you to save with BTC Business. Save big with Double Play. Get telephone and internet, or TV and internet starting at just $95.99. Or save even more with Triple Play. Get telephone, internet, and TV starting at just $174.99. When you're part of the BTC family, the possibilities are limitless. Call your business solutions partner at 302-7700 for details. BTC Business, powered by the bigger, better network.
Rolls Auto Parts and Accessories. For auto parts and more, don't roll with the punches anymore. Rely on Rolls Auto Parts and Accessories. Find the largest selection of starters, alternators, brake parts, and water pumps, even heavy-duty truck parts. We now carry hardware, electrical, and plumbing, and lawn and garden supplies, too. At Rolls Auto Parts and Accessories, East Street South, call us at 392-1122 or 3. We're open 7 days a week from Monday to Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Looking for the friendliest place on earth with a mission to make every guest smile? Look no further than Menchie's at the top of the Hill Plaza, Mackey Street, where we offer high-quality, delicious, self-serve frozen yogurt with over 100 rotating flavors of soft serve and more than 70 mix-and-match toppings. We're sure to become a family favorite. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Menchie's Bahamas or call us at 677-2893 to find out more.
Menchie's. We make you smile.
This is what you came for.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.